right now on VFN TV. We're going to go to the AIPAC 2018 as we're listening to the Israeli ambassador, Ron Dermer, being interviewed, talking to him very specifically about Israel. I mean, he knows firsthand. Also, this is some of the things they're going to talk about. How volatile is the situation in northern Israel? Israel is so small. The Iran nuclear deal, you got to fix it or nix it. What are they talking about? And finally, the declaration of Jerusalem being the eternal capital of Israel, how that's a diplomatic victory. This is an exciting program right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Well, I just want to say to you how grateful we are that you joined us today. And we have some very exciting things about Israel.
Yes, we
do. You know, listening to the ambassador, Israel's ambassador, you know, Dermer, but understanding, you know, Israel's like the time clock. Yeah. And when you're involved in blessing Israel, I don't think there's never, other than, we got some stuff coming that's so exciting that it's a future program about
it's
Israel.
It's still about location, location, yeah. Location. Listen, Israel, it's all about it.
Yes, and so we have a president and an ambassador, Nikki Haley. Who understands that, and so many understand it. Because Washington, D.C., the executive branch has struggled with that reality. It seems like the congressional...
The struggle's only been in the previous 8 years, but since Harry Truman, you go back to every president since then has really been pretty much for Israel, except for the last 8 years.
But even in that, remember Congress invited Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in to be able to be there when the former president said we didn't want him here, basically. Yeah. And that speech carried us. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife. We have some great things coming up about them, but just understand when things and people are standing up doing things that are of God and doing things that are good, understand that people who don't want that are going to come against
them. Absolutely. Evil people with a different agenda.
Right, right. So AIPAC is actually the American Israel Public Affairs Committee.
Say that quick five times.
I know. We just call it AIPAC, right? And it's happening right now. There's so many good things taking place. Nikki Haley spoken, Vice President spoken, the President's going to be speaking, and it's just exciting, right?
It is exciting because this is a chance that, you know, we get to stand behind our Israeli friends and brothers and our only ally in the Middle East.
Right.
And so it's exciting.
Powerful ally. And so at AIPAC right here, the Israel ambassador, Ron Dermer, is being interviewed by a journalist, Dana Wise, and she's asking some questions to him.
Yes.
What's the first question that she's going to ask him?
Well, the first question is, how volatile is it right now in the northern part of Israel? And really, to have some context in that, I mean, Israel's not that long to begin with.
Its widest point is what? Like 70, 60 miles wide?
Yeah, if that, right.
We were able to drive from the northern part borders of Israel all the way down to Jerusalem and could have come on drive if we wanted to.
Yeah, well, to give you some perspective, it's smaller than the state of New Jersey, and a little bit smaller than the country of Ecuador. So it's pretty small.
So the northern part's real close to the southern part.
It's a stone's throw away.
Literally. So what's the question again?
Well, how volatile is the situation right now? Because you remember there was some conflict we shared here on the program.
A drone.
Yeah, a drone that he shot down. It was serious. And also, what's Israel's strategy to counter Iran's influence in Syria? Because we're seeing that more and more today.
Yes.
So watch this.
I want to start, Ambassador, with remarks that you made here in last year's policy convention. And I want to quote, you said...
I'm glad people were paying attention to what I said.
The worst outcome that could emerge from the horrific carnage in Syria would be to effectively cede parts of Syria to Iran and Hezbollah. Well, unfortunately, in the past year, while defeating ISIS, this is exactly what happened. And Iran is expanding in the north of Israel. We just saw last month how a hostile drone drove over from Syria to Israel. So I think we all want to hear from you two things. A, how volatile is the situation right now in the north? And B, what can you tell us about Israel's strategy to counter Iran in Syria?
Well, the situation is very volatile because Iran continues on its mission essentially to establish permanent military bases in Syria, to establish another terror front to attack Israel from Syria, and also to build factories for precision-guided munitions in Syria and Lebanon. So they're continuing with their plans, and as committed as they are to advance those, Israel is even more committed to stopping them. And the Prime Minister has been very clear about his red lines in Syria, and unfortunately he's had to enforce those red lines repeatedly. You mentioned the drone strike, a brazen violation of Israel's sovereignty and security, where the Iranians sent a drone into our airspace. That drone was taken out. We also targeted a number of Iranian and Syrian positions within Syria, and in that flare-up, you also saw the downing of an Israeli jet, which is obviously a very serious thing. So we're going to continue to enforce our red lines, and I think what's important for people to understand is we're just not going to allow Iran to advance its aims in Syria. So the more the world backs Israel's right to defend itself and to enforce those red lines, the less likely you're going to see an escalation. It's clear that the United States supports Israel's policy. It's important for other countries around the world who do not want to see an escalation and do not want to see a wider war to back Israel. And I hope they do, but we're dead serious about enforcing our red lines in Syria. And I think if people haven't understood that up until this point, they'll understand it in the future.
That's so refreshing that, you know, I love the decisiveness of Israel. And obviously,
we will not allow that to happen.
And really, it's the decisiveness of the prime minister, yes, Benjamin Netanyahu, because there was previous prime ministers that weren't as direct, and they were trying to peace, as they gave up more land, more freedom, more deaths. And everything that they tried to do, it's been actually pushed away.
Yeah.
And they've offered, I don't know how many times, to be able to be...
It's embarrassing Hamas. How many times they've offered land. Yeah. Really, it is. Yes. I mean, and they just continue to do that. I don't know of another nation on the face of this earth who is continually lives in the crosshairs of their enemies.
Right.
And so they're constantly having to deal with Iran. If it's not Iran, it's Syria. If it's not Syria, it's Lebanon. Or Hezbollah and the Gaza Strip.
And
it's
Hamas.
Yes.
You know, and so you're looking at, you know, they've offered plenty of times to be able to do this. And it's encouraging, because you're seeing the people who understands when you're that small.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I was in law enforcement. The people that you had to be more concerned about
wasn't
the big guys, you know, or it was the small ones, because they would fight.
Yeah.
You know, I remember one particular one where we were making this arrest in law enforcement, and the guy sat there and told one of the deputies that was with me, he says, you know, I'm going to kick you, right? And we went on arresting him, and he put the cuffs on him, all that kind of stuff. And I turn my head around, get back in my car, and all of a sudden he goes, oh! I was like, what happened? He said, he kicked me. I said, he told you he's going to kick you. Well, Hamas continually says, we will not have Israel in that land. We will push them in the sea. And they're saying that that's their land, and it's not. When you think about this, we have a program coming up that's about that, you know, Cyrus, 2,500 years ago, you know, said that Israel can go back to their lands. That was 2,500 years.
We built a temple,
which totally rules anything Hamas would say out. And there's so many good things coming up. But this is so important to have that kind of decisiveness over Israel, and it's good to have that over America now with our current leadership. We want to ask this question to you, you know, as our community. We want to hear from you. You know, comment below, write to us, email us. You know, what are your thoughts toward this? Let's you know, it's important no longer just to look at things anymore and just kind of be a voyeur of life, but begin to say, you know, I'm going to let my opinion be known. I want to be able to stick it out there and say that they're doing something good and they're protecting the people of Israel. I want to comment. I want Israel to see my comment, you know, below or my email or I want to write. And just, you know, it's so important to hear that. And we love hearing from you on that. John, what's next?
When we get back from this break, Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer is going to talk about this nuclear deal with Iran and what the Prime Minister had to say, Benjamin Netanyahu. He said, fix it or nix it. You're going to find out those details when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back. The sights, the monuments, the faith are beyond belief. But beyond the ancient homeland you've always known, discover how all of Israel is beyond belief. Immerse yourself deeper. Reawaken your passion.
1,000 new perspectives. Your heart will stay, but you will return renewed and amazed beyond belief. Your journey begins here.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. Doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome back. We are at APAC 2018. We're hearing the ambassador to American ambassador, Israeli ambassador, Ron Dermer, is being interviewed about the, you know, what's really going on with all these different things that we heard about, including the Iran nuke deal.
That's so important.
Our previous president literally just fueled that thing and signed that those papers and shipped over, you know, billions of dollars in
cash. And really against the will of the American people, because the American people weren't behind
that.
Well,
they actually had to ship it to do it from another country, because you actually violate the laws if you send dollars over. So they sent, I believe what was going on was they wanted to change alliances. They wanted to make an alliance with Islam and the Arab League.
Well, that was clear.
Yeah, Arab League, and they were shifting things. But what they didn't understand, the God element, that, you know, God says Israel is the apple of my eye. You know, it will never be, you know, changed again now that he's reestablished it in 1948 under President Truman. And it's a done deal. And God talked about this over and over again, and it's just like they chose the opposite side of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
That's a problem.
Yes. And so the big thing about this is encouraging to hear Ron Dermer being interviewed here at the APAC 2018. They're asking the question is, what about this Iran deal? You know, Benjamin Netanyahu's talking about you got to fix it or you got to nix it. You know, basically fix it or just do away with it. And that's so encouraging to hear
What's important about that is that if they do nothing else with this program right now, with this deal, Iran, all they have to do is
automatically
wait the clock out, and then what?
And they're not waiting the clock out, not doing anything. They're preparing already. Active. They're shooting missiles off. They're building these. It's wild. But guess what? Let's hear the Israeli ambassador, Ron Dermer, answer this question. And you're going to be encouraged because you have a President Donald Trump of America, and you have a Prime Minister, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is saying, listen, we're going to fix it. Oh, we're going to nix it. Check it out.
Well, first, let's understand what the problem is before we're going to fix it, because a lot of people forget. What the nuclear deal is essentially it puts us all on cruise control heading over a cliff. Because the restrictions that the deal puts in place are automatically removed in a few years. When the deal was signed, it was 10 to 15 years. Now it's 8 to 13 years. So Iran doesn't need to change its behavior at all. All they have to do is wait for the calendar to move. They can continue to be committed to Israel's destruction. They can continue to be the foremost sponsor of terrorism in the world. And at a date certain that is approaching, year after year, we're getting closer, all of these nuclear restrictions are removed. In addition to that, there is also something that I think is not understood by people. Iran is advancing its nuclear weapons program under this agreement. A lot of people think... as we speak. People think, well, at least we've frozen Iran's nuclear program and then we'll have to deal with this issue in another decade. That's not true. Right now, as we speak, Iran is doing research and development on advanced centrifuges. One of the most remarkable sentences from this deal when it was signed was that over the next decade, Iran can only do R&D on the IR 2, 4, 6, and 8. Those are Iran's advanced centrifuges. That's like that restriction is like saying that Apple, over the next decade, can only do R&D on the iPhone 11, 12, 13, and 14. So as we speak, Iran is actually developing more advanced centrifuges, which they will use to enrich uranium. In addition, Iran is also developing ballistic missiles. And that is how you would deliver a nuclear payload. And I have news, it's probably not news for an APAC audience, but Iran already has missiles that can hit Israel. So those missiles that they're developing are not for us. They're for all of Europe and ultimately for the United States. So Iran is advancing its nuclear weapons program now, its nuclear program now under this agreement. So what do you do in order to fix it? The first thing you have to do is remove these sunset clauses. That was actually, those of you who remember that speech that Prime Minister Netanyahu gave in Congress 3 years ago, that was the main point of his speech, to not have these restrictions be automatically removed. So you have to address the issue of the sunset clause. The other thing that you need to do is make sure that these missiles are part of any agreement, or at least are addressed. So that would mean that if Iran continues to develop these missiles, that you'd have crippling sanctions on Iran. And what crippling sanctions mean are sanctions on oil and sanctions on the financial sector. Those were the sanctions that actually created a huge problem for Iran. So if Iran is going to continue to develop its missile program, we need to put those sanctions on. And the third thing is you have to deal with the inspection regime, because Iran has said that you cannot inspect military sites in Iran. Where do you think they're going to actually do the weaponization work and other parts of their program is there. So this is something that has to be, I think, surfaced. The most important thing, Donna, for the President of the United States in order to get the changes that he wants is for everyone else to believe that the President is actually prepared to walk away if he doesn't get those changes. And I have no doubt whatsoever that this President is prepared to walk away from the deal.
I have no doubt whatsoever that President Trump's ready to walk away from the tables. And that's so important. They've never walked away before.
Well, he's unpredictable. Yeah. He's already showed them with the Jerusalem Declaration that he's willing to take bold stance and not, you know,
but do you think it's unpredictable, or do you think it's actually very predictable? It's like he wants the deal.
He's going to get the deal.
He's saying he wants this deal. And so he took Jerusalem off the table. It's not even part of the negotiations anymore. And, of course, they weren't happy with anything, but they're definitely not going to be happy with Jerusalem being off the table. So it's exciting to see such decisiveness. And when you think about it, he says it's like, you know, this agreement that was signed by the previous president talks about it's like it's telling Apple that they can work on the iPhone 12, 13, or 14 or something. In other words, they can keep growing your business. You can keep doing what you're doing with no problem at all. And it's like when that's your enemy building up forces to come against you. And listen, you know, ultimately a coming land grab is going to happen. You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about it, Church of His Presence, and the Word of God talks about it. You know, that when they do rise up to come against Israel, all that land they presently have is going to be shifted into the hands of Israel, because the true borders of Israel is way bigger than what it is right now. This is just a smidgen of the land. I think it goes all the way to the Euphrates, you know, all the different, it's just huge. And so God's going to get back the full land, you know, for Israel. It's exciting to see what's taking place.
It's temporary what's happening right now.
Very temporary.
It's going to change. But let's not forget that Israel already dealt with Iran's nuclear enrichment of uxranium before with Stuxnet, virus that they planted that destroyed.
Their centrifuges just spent their
out of control.
Israel's been given such a lot of technology, and the things that we have in the earth, it's come out of Israel. They blessed us. Yeah. You know, it's the second Silicon Valley, basically, of the world.
Yeah.
The number one place or number two place of inventions being created.
It's called Startup Nation.
The Startup Nation. And they had one situation, John, in Lebanon, where it was Lebanon, that they were coming and shooting missiles from Lebanon. And so what they did was they took over the cameras, the security cameras, so people that were watching this particular site were still looking at what they thought was the site, but while they were looking at whatever Israel put up, they removed the entire thing from the face of the earth. They looked at it and blew it up, you know, and they didn't know to the next day that it was totally gone, because they were looking. I mean, understand this, that, you know, God's just not going to let it happen. I mean, I want to encourage you right now. If you ever doubted the awesomeness and the trustworthiness of God, just look at Israel.
Yeah.
Understand, this is God declaring to us that He is faithful, that you can trust Him, that you can bank on what He says, and that when He says, listen, I gave you my Son, and that in what you couldn't do, you know, I did through my son, Jesus Christ. I gave him so that you can have a relationship with me. And Jesus willingly lived a sinless life. Was body was offered up as a sin sacrifice to pay for your sin and my sin. And then he was put into a grave. And 3 days later, the same God who gave him, the same God that's protecting Israel, raised him from the dead in Israel, in Jerusalem, you know, from that tomb. And if you go there and it says, it's empty, he's not here. And said that he put him on the right hand of himself so that we have relationship with God. If you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, it's so important. We shared our stories at meetmyfather.org. But just looking at what's taking place with Israel, that should build your confidence to understand God wrote about this, prophetically spoke about it again and again in his word thousands of years ago. And it's happening as we speak. You're seeing prophecy fulfilled in your very day that you're in. It's so exciting. Listen, comment below. Share with us. If you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life at this one moment, we want to hear from you. Comment below. Write us. Call us. Go to vfnkb.com. We have some great information there for you. Also at meetmyfather.org. John?
When we get back from this break, you're going to hear Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer explain why this Jerusalem declaration that President Trump made about Jerusalem being the eternal capital is a diplomatic victory and will advance peace negotiations. This is interesting. You don't want to miss it.
We'll be right back. This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
We are told that somehow the aged don't know as much as we do in our younger years. But you go back and read the Holy Scriptures, and you read almost any sacred text from anywhere, you will see the reverence that is given to the elderly, and particularly funneling it down into the home. And my dear friend, you go to the Old Testament, and you see the Decalogue. You go to the New Testament, and you see the prescriptions of the Beatitudes, from being merciful, from being pure in heart, from hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Blessed are they who mourn, and blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. As I see it, the Ten Commandments talk to me of reverence. The Beatitudes talk to me about happiness and blessedness and honor. Is it any surprise in our inductive world today we do not know what to revere anymore, and maybe that's why we are not happy anymore?
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome back. We are at AIPAC 2018, which AIPAC stands for?
American Israel Public Affairs Committee.
You passed the test. That's good. We always call it AIPAC, and it's where America works with Israel to resolve any issues that are going on to maintain our relationship. And it's been a,
yes.
It's not been a partisan thing. It's been
no,
a nonpartisan.
Both sides,
both sides there. And it's always been good to see that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's encouraging. I mean, and it's good that the world is getting to see America really stand with our ally. And we're seeing other countries
right. Stand
in line, like the president of Guatemala,
yes,
who says they're going to move their embassy to Jerusalem 2 days after the United States moves theirs.
And we're moving ours in May 2018.
Which means the 70th year anniversary of Israel.
Yeah, which means get ready for a blessing. You know, we talked about the gold rain and the provision and all that. This is a very key part of it. You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick prophesied about the moment they move that embassy, you're going to see a release of so much financial blessing that they're going to pay off the American debt, which is $20 plus trillion, and people are going to be blessed. Not because somebody was so wise, because somebody was so obedient in regards to doing what God said.
That's
and if
right.
you bless Israel. Listen, this is the ambassador at AIPAC 2018 talking to a journalist, Ron Dermer. He's there explaining why he thinks that Jerusalem, how President Trump made a declaration that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel and that it's off the table for negotiations. You know, you can't negotiate that.
Yeah.
Why does he declare this a diplomatic victory? Check it out.
Well, to understand the significance, you have to appreciate, Donna, that the Jewish people remember the declaration of Cyrus from 2,500 years ago that allowed the Jews to go back and rebuild the Second Temple. Now, I don't know if the Persians remember SARS, but the Jewish people remember SARS. This decision will be remembered forever for the Jewish people. The fact that the leader of the free world, the most powerful country in the world, becomes the first leader to recognize Jerusalem as our capital is a decision that will never, ever be forgotten by the Jewish people. And I hope and I expect that it will be, he won't be the last country to lead this effort, but I guess that remains to be seen. Now, as for why I think it advances peace, and I truly believe it advances peace, it depends on what you think the reason is why we don't have peace. If you believe the reason why we don't have peace is this or that final status issue, then I suppose you could have a different view. But the reason why I believe we don't have peace is really a first status issue, which is, do the Palestinians recognize the legitimacy, the right of a Jewish people to a state in any boundary in our historic homeland? Yes or no? Unfortunately, for the last century, the answer has been no. They have refused to recognize our legitimacy. They may understand that we're there by might, but not by right. If we're going to advance peace, they have to understand that we are here by right. And they're not prepared to do that yet, and they engage in a constant effort to delegitimize Israel. And nowhere is that delegitimization stronger than when it comes to Jerusalem. There's a reason why Arafat said to Bill Clinton, there was never a temple on the Temple Mount. There's a reason why Abu Mazen refuses to talk about a connection between the Jewish people and Jerusalem. Because if they recognize this historical connection, it means that the Jewish people are in our homeland by right and not simply by might. And President Trump, in making this decision, punctures this great lie that the Jewish people are foreign colonialists in the land of Israel. That's why I think it's the beginning of a path to peace.
Israel's there by right and not by might. That's so important. Listen, comment below. Write to us. I want to hear your comments on that. It's so important. This is so significant. You know, so often you can be in the part of something so powerful. It's just this in your day, you're just taking it for granted. This is amazing days, what God is doing. You're going to see this huge release, and America's debt is going to be totally paid off because of this amazing move that's being taken place. This was prophesied by Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, early on in the first days of the administration of President Donald Trump. Listen, I want to pray with you right now, and we just want to declare. Father God, we just declare a decree. Abortion has ended in America. The revival is here, and the third great awakening is here. We just decree it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God, and survival in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better. Be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Listen, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, then you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple.
It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.